Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by manager Ian Dawes. Ian, great 3-2 victory in the end, but we left it late.
Yeah, we did. I think throughout the whole game, I think on the balance of it, I think if we'd have come away with anything less than anything other than 3 points, I think it would have been unjust. I think we'd be the best side throughout, but we knew what their strengths were going to be. Their strengths were going to be crosses and long balls, and they've scored from two crosses, which is disappointing, and they need to be defended much, much better. However, I mean, going forward again, we created many chances, and before they scored their second, we could have been 2, maybe 3-1 up. But the biggest positive was the lads didn't drop their heads and they kept going and going, and I think they got the result they deserved in the end.
Yeah, great individual performances there, particularly Danny Nardiello, 3 goals, puts him up there in the Golden Boot competition. But, you know, all round, Brad Jackson had a good game as well on the right flank.
I think every one of them contributed really well into the game. They all done things really positive that helped us get that result today. And like you say, the standout going forward was Nards with his goals today. And he was outstanding and give the lad my mark and a really tough time in the game. And like Brad Jackson, from the moment he's come into the club, he seems to be growing with every game, growing with confidence, and his performances are getting better and better. And he looks like he's getting league fit now. He looks like he's getting used to playing against men week in, week out. And credit to them. But again, the 11 players plus the squad players who come on and that, I thought they were outstanding.
Yeah, nice to have a few heads back in the side as well today.
Yeah it was, because late last night we got a Damo dropped out through illness. He's bad at the moment, and he dropped out, and he's been doing really well for us, been great for us, and to get through the game like without his performance today is something as well.
Rodrigo Branco, another week off fitness, or you're looking to get him back?
Potentially next week, I've been told, so it'll be good. But like young Cav, his attitude today was outstanding. Yep. I think he helped turn the game for us when he came on. His energy and his bits of quality when he had it was fantastic for us. But massive result that, because we knew coming here it wasn't going to be a perfect performance or perfect 90 minutes of football, because the ball was probably only in play for about 30 minutes of the whole game, because it's how they play. And when you've got a side that play the football we've got, you've got to find ways of coming to these places and winning the game, and they've done that. And I'm glad for the supporters as well. There's about 20 odd who come today. I think it was worth the trip for them.
Yeah. Two big games now, of course. Ballytown on Friday, and then trip to Connors Quay.
They're all massive. We can't slip up. And the Connors Quay and Ballet will be saying the same things to their players. We can't slip up. We know what's in our hands. If we win our games, we get in the top three.
Yeah,
it's a fact. And probably if we win all our games, we've got a good chance of finishing second. So we've just got to keep taking every game as it comes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thanks
Thank
for
you
that.
Very much.
Enjoy the trip back.
We'll do now.
Yep.